Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree. Listen to both sides.
This,
let's get it on,
is the Mark Cox Morning Show. Cox shortlist.
And if the filibuster gets in the way, it provides an exception.
Ending the filibuster is a very dangerous thing to do.
Not just by the rest of the West, but by the rest of the world.
We don't want climate change addressed.
This is a win at first blush for the Biden administration.
I am pleased to welcome Justice Jackson to the court and to our common calling.
Many years ago, there was a man named John Lovitz.
Yeah.
And he did a routine called The Liar.
Yeah, that's a ticket.
Oh, boy. President Trump there talking about the testimony before the J6 committee that we had to listen to earlier this week. Happy Friday morning. Happy July 1st.
Rabbit.
I don't know. Scott J. Gowd, do you smell fish?
I do.
Middleman is back.
Strong odor from that side of the.
Yeah,
I've showered twice.
Oh, have you? Okay, I don't know. Were you wearing that coat when you were fishing?
I was not.
Okay,
no. This is the coat I keep at my desk because it's 97 degrees today, and I have to wear a coat in this studio.
Yeah, well, I'm just kidding. We're glad to have you back, Carl.
Thank you.
You had a great week fishing.
I had. I need to correct one thing that you put up on Facebook. My fish was not 30 inches. It was 29 and three quarters.
Fish tail. Yeah, I knew it was a fish story.
Yeah. But I did catch a 28 and a half as well.
So am I correct that you caught 8 fish while you were up there?
Yes.
Only 8?
It was my boat. And our entire crew, there were 14 of us.
It's the boat's fault. I'm starting to hear this.
There were one of the kids, there were 4 children in our thing, caught a 40-inch muskie. One kid caught a 37-inch northern pike.
Wow. Don't you troll for those? Am I wrong about that, or were you casting?
You can troll or cast. And
wow.
We also did some, the last fish I caught was a foot and a half.
Bass. Here's the important question, though. Did you have any Labatts while you were up there?
I had Molson and Labatts.
Yeah,
you had both.
Both.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I'm glad to hear it.
Did you eat some
fish?
Walleye?
Yeah.
All right.
We had shore lunch twice.
That's awesome.
Fried fish.
Fantastic. Oh, so can't wait to do that one of these days.
And just because I caught 8 fish, there were a lot of people did very well.
Oh, good.
I'm not that good of a fisherman, you know.
That's all right. We were glad you had a good time.
One of the people said, "Hey, I heard your interview with Pipestone Lodge. You shouldn't say that you only caught 5 fish one year. You should say you caught 55 fish one year."
Yeah, that's a fish story, right?
That's
good. Well, good. Glad you had fun. Glad you missed. Yeah, I missed a lot when I was gone on vacation. You missed a lot when you were gone on vacation.
Lot.
I'm telling you. There was all kinds of things going on. Yesterday, the Supreme Court handed down its final decision, of the final two decisions, I should say. One of them was a bit of a setback for immigration policy, but the other one effectively canceled the Green New Deal. And I couldn't be happier about that. The Supreme Court recognized that the federal government cannot operate by executive fiat. And we're going to talk more about that this morning. We got an expert who's going to be joining us who covers environmental issues and energy issues for the Heritage Foundation. Katie Tubb is going to join us in the 7 o'clock hour. And the bottom line is there's been a war on the fossil fuel industry in this country for years. Coal-burning power plants, right? Maybe you don't consider them to be in the fossil fuel industry, but these energy companies that provide the energy that charges your Tesla when you get in it this morning have been under assault since back in the Obama administration. He came up with this clean power plan where he was going to stick it to them. And what his goal was to make it so ridiculously expensive for them to operate that it would just be a better option to shut down. I want you to think about that. We're facing a situation where there are rolling blackouts in part of this country. The insane people on the left and the environmental movement don't want, they talk about clean energy, but they don't want nuclear. And yet they're shutting down coal-burning power plants because they want to make them too expensive to operate. Well, where does that expense come from? You. And maybe what the Supreme Court has recognized here is that the EPA has gone too far. Congress didn't act on any of this. Your elected representatives didn't go to Washington and decide we're going to shut down coal-burning power plants. Activists within the Obama administration, within the Biden administration, went in and put these rules in place. And that's what this legal challenge was about. And the Supreme Court said, no, enough. If Congress wants to shut down the Sioux coal-burning power plant that Ameren runs up here, let Congress pass a law that says you can't operate that anymore. But they haven't done that. But they put some activists in charge at the EPA who decided they were going to do it on their own. And that they got slapped down by the United States Supreme Court yesterday. And thank goodness. It's a win for the people. It is. And we'll talk to Katie about that coming up in the 7 o'clock hour this morning. We've got lots to get to. You're going to get to hear from the man who we interviewed, who's running as the independent Senate candidate, John Wood. He'll tell you he's a Republican. He claimed in the interview he's a conservative Republican. And then he told me that he is Liz Cheney's longtime friend and colleague and attorney on the J6 committee. So I'm going to let you determine whether or not you think him running as an independent is in the best interest of the Republican Party in the state of Missouri, for sure. We got David Zucker a little later, St. Charles County Republican Central Committee. Mark McCloskey is going to join us this morning, and Ryan Wiggins. It is Friday, and we will get Wiggins in here at about 8:35. Going to be a good morning. Glad you're with us. Facebook, the Odyssey app. If you're listening on the podcast because you couldn't wake up at 5 in the morning like we do, we're just glad you're here. We'll be back right after our national anthem.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Who's drunk and who's just stupid?
I think that is a fair question this morning as we welcome you back into the show. Glad that you joined us this morning. So who's drunk and who's just stupid? When we talk about this situation that happened with Sam Page's chief of staff, Who's drunk and who's just stupid? Because I don't understand what's going on here. Maybe you two in the room can help me, or somebody can call in and help me.
I just got back, and I think I know the whole story.
Okay, well, long and short of it is, allegedly, but it's not allegedly, because the idiot videotaped himself with his name badge dangling off his neck while committing a sex act with a woman on the top floor of the county executive building. That's what the video shows, according to people who've seen it. But that's my point here.
Why?
The allegation is that a crime was committed. His attorney will tell you he didn't release the tape. They want to find out who got into his phone and sent it, because he never would have done that. And his attorney claims that the woman knew she was being videotaped.
Because people always leave their phones lying around for someone to break into them.
Unlocked. Right.
Yeah.
So in that building, there is nobody more powerful than Calvin Harris, except Sam Page. As his chief of staff, he's second in command in that entire building. How many people do you know would walk down the hall to their boss's office and take their phone and try to get a video out of it that they thought was in there? Nobody would do that. So first of all, that's a ridiculous part. But here's my point about the soundbite. Who's drunk and who's just stupid? The Post-Dispatch and, I believe, News Channel 5 and other members of the media were able to get a copy of this video with a Freedom of Information Act request, like a Sunshine request. This video is, who's got the video that's giving it to them? This video is the subject of a Missouri Highway Patrol criminal investigation. I've been a reporter for a lot of years. When an active investigation is going on, police generally won't give you a copy of the video in question.
The evidence.
It's the evidence in the case.
The evidence.
Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, in this case, Sam Page wants you to believe that somehow Mark Harder, who turned this into the police, is at some fault here. What? Because the statement out of Page's office says, we want to know who these politicians were who were sharing this video with the police. I mean, Mark tells you it got sent to me anonymously, and I shared it with a police agency because it appeared, our first thought was a crime's been committed here, right? This video has been shared. If the woman is not on board with that, this is a crime.
Yeah. Can we also back up to the idea you were saying, you know, second in command?
Wait, given what's on the video, we should not use the term back up, but go ahead, please.
Okay. But the idea that this person would actually do this act and put it on video in an office in a county building.
Well, he's cheating on his wife.
I mean,
is he married?
I believe he is.
I don't know. I found out. The guy is like, you can find nothing out about him on a Google search, social media. Nothing. Except where he used to work. That's it.
Huh. And I heard he was actually good at his job, which is unfortunate because...
Yeah.
If he was good at his job, this is a horrible way to get taken down.
Again, maybe phrases we shouldn't use. So the point being here, there were a series of very bad decisions made here, starting with Calvin's decision to videotape this. And if you read that, I haven't seen the video, but apparently I could put in a Sunshine request and get a copy of it if I wanted to be, you know, lurid enough to do that. But the Post described what's in the video in their story. And apparently that story has now been pulled off their website. But it says it doesn't show the woman's face. Good. But it shows for 14 seconds of the video, his name tag, his county ID can be seen in the video waving back and forth due to whatever motion was happening in the video.
Bouncing.
And then at some point he turns the camera around and takes a picture of his face.
A selfie.
I mean, Honestly, Calvin, what were you thinking about, dude?
Maybe he wants to run for Senate.
Oh, stop. There's just so many questions here. How in the world did they get this video from a Sunshine request? So Sam Page is out at a very poorly attended fundraiser for some lady running for County Council District 3, Vicky England. There's like five people there, and Channel 5 tried to track him down, and he ran off and wouldn't talk to him. You can't fix stupid. We'll talk to John Wood up next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, I don't think the Missourians are going to be much interested in having Nancy Pelosi's handpicked prosecutor representing our state. Maybe in New York or Massachusetts or California, but not in the state of Missouri.
That was current Missouri Senator Josh Hawley on this program yesterday when I asked him what he thought about an independent John Wood running for Senate in November in the state of Missouri. And this morning, Mr. Wood is joining us here to talk more about his decision to run. John, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be with you. And I just have to comment on what Senator Hawley said. He seems to misunderstand what my role is with the committee. I was far from being picked by Nancy Pelosi. I was picked by Republican Liz Cheney, a longtime friend who I've known since the Bush administration. So I'm a Republican who's running an independent campaign. I am not a Nancy Pelosi person. I can assure you that. In fact, part of why I want to go to the Senate is to help stop the Biden, Schumer, Pelosi agenda.
So you're you are a Republican, you've said, but instead of getting involved in the Republican primary and mixing up your ideas with Eric Schmidt and Eric Greitens and Hartzler and Long and all the rest of them, you've opted not to do that. Why?
Well, unfortunately, the Republican primary has become really like a race to the bottom to see who can be the most divisive and the most extreme. And, you know, unfortunately, that seems to be working, as evidenced by the fact that Eric Greitens seems to be leading in most of the recent polls. And this is even after his ex-wife came out with the allegation of domestic abuse against him. So I decided that rather than engage in a race to the bottom to try to be the most extreme and the most divisive, I was going to be true to who I really am, which is I'm a mainstream traditional conservative. And I think that's going to really resonate in the general election. It might not work in a primary election where being divisive and extreme will appeal to a small sliver of the base. But I believe that in a general election, I'm going to be the only mainstream candidate, and I think that's going to resonate with people. People are tired of all of the fighting in Washington. You know, I heard just right before you introduced me, you all played an advertisement for Eric Schmidt. It was all about how he's going to go to Washington and fight. And I know that may sound appealing to people at first. Yeah, we want somebody who's going to fight for us. But aren't people kind of tired of all the fighting? Aren't people tired of people just going to Washington and being obstructionists and trying to blow the place up? I know it's easy to you know, go on the radio and criticize Washington because a lot of things need to be fixed in Washington. But don't you want somebody who's going to be constructive and go there and try and fix things rather than just blow everything up?
Well, John Wood, our guest, he's running as an independent for Senate in Missouri. You know, the first time I ever met Eric Schmidt was in John Danforth's backyard when he first announced that he was going to run for the Senate in the state of Missouri many years ago. Clearly now, former Senator Danforth is has decided that he doesn't like Josh Hawley, who he supported, and he no longer likes Eric Schmidt. Schmidt is leading in the latest poll I saw from Remington Research. What's your issue with him?
I saw that poll, but most of the polls that I've seen still have Eric Greitens leading. And so, you know, this is I don't want to be focusing right now on Eric Schmidt or Vicky Hartzler or McCloskey or anybody else. This is about offering a mainstream alternative in the general election. I think whoever comes out of the Republican and Democratic primaries is going to be somebody who's going to be very divisive and extreme, whether they really believe those things or they're just acting that way because they think they need to in order to win an election. Either way, it's not what Missourians want.
I just want to play just a clip here real quick. If my computer's up over here, Frank, here we go.
Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney delivered last night at the Reagan Library.
I'm a conservative Republican, and I believe deeply in the policies of limited government, of low taxes, of a strong national defense. I believe that the family is the center of our community and of our lives.
So that's Liz Cheney speaking yesterday at the Reagan Library, I believe. You were her senior investigative counsel on this J6 committee. Do you believe Donald Trump caused an insurrection in Washington, D.C.?
I believe that he significantly contributed to it. The investigation's still ongoing, and one of the things they need to look at is how much responsibility, whether it's legal responsibility or moral and ethical responsibility, he has. But clearly, his words in his speech right before the attack on the Capitol inflamed things, and then he failed to do enough to try to stop it once it started. And you heard that in Cassidy Hutchinson's testimony just a couple of days ago. And so I do think that Donald Trump bears some responsibility for what happened, and I think the investigation will continue to try and figure out how much and whether other people are responsible as well. It's not just about Donald Trump.
But weren't you worried at all? I mean, serving as Cheney's legislative counsel there, that there, I mean, I know she's a Republican and Kinzinger technically is a Republican, but McCarthy didn't appoint any of those folks. Nancy Pelosi rejected them all. How can that be a fair committee?
That committee needed Republicans who are willing to stand up and take the political hit in order to do what's right for the country. And so, you know, Liz Cheney lost her leadership position because she was willing to stand up and speak the truth about what happened on January 6th. Now she's facing a tight primary battle. And so I knew going into it that maybe doing that wouldn't be good for my career, particularly if I ever wanted to run for office. But it was the right thing to do. And that's the way I've decided to live my life, is just do what I think is right and not worry about what the political consequences might be. And I applaud Liz Cheney for doing that. And I thought that clip you just played of her was spot on. She is a conservative Republican. And all those things that she believes in about a strong national defense and limited government, I believe in as well.
Okay. And you accept then that in her home state, she's down by 30 points against her primary opponent. In Missouri, Donald Trump won Missouri by 17 or 18 points in the last general election. So when you run as an independent against whoever the Republican nominee is, is the point here to split the party? And, I mean, isn't that increasing the odds that the Democratic candidate becomes the next senator from Missouri?
No, I think it increases the odds that I'll become the next senator from Missouri. The goal here is not to split the party. The goal here is to elect a conservative who's within the mainstream and represents the views and values of Missouri voters. Some people say, because I'm a Republican, I'm going to take votes away from the Republican nominee. But other people say, you know, Greitens is going to be the nominee, and they'll split into two camps, the pro-Greitens camp and the anti-Greitens camp, and I'm going to split the anti-Greitens vote. So, you know, I hear different things about how I'm going to impact the other candidates. I've decided not to worry about that because the goal here is not to be a spoiler. It's to win this election because I think I'm going to be the only candidate in the general election who's going to represent the views and values of Missouri voters.
John Wood, listen, thank you for the conversation this morning. I appreciate you giving us a few minutes.
Great. Thanks so much for having me on.
Yep. Take care. Appreciate that. So there you heard it from Mr. Wood. He doesn't think that he will split the vote, but he is clearly convinced Eric Greitens will be the Republican candidate out of the primary. I don't know that that's clear right now. I thought that for a long time, but this poll the other day has me wondering what the impact might be. And we don't have a Donald Trump endorsement yet in this Senate race. So I'll get to your phone calls on this coming up here. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Talking to you, yeah. I have smelled alcohol in your breath.
Yeah, just saying. You got to be careful there because Carl might have consumed some adult beverages while in Canada.
Plead the fifth.
Aaron Burnett may be onto you there, I think.
We left a lot of beer in Canada, but we did not leave any bourbon. Mark.
Good. Very smart man. Yeah.
That's a crime, I believe.
Mm-hmm. You leave the Very true. So we had a lot of reaction yesterday to that John Wood interview. A lot of people called in, wanted to talk about it. People are commenting on it on Facebook again, even this morning.
If you curse, I'm deleting your comments, though. So,
oh,
please
well,
do not call uncouth names.
Some people wanted me to hang up. One guy said puke. Others don't think that Mr. Wood stands a chance in this race. And my point yesterday was, listen, I don't need to be confrontational with Mr. Wood. I don't agree with him running as an independent. I think he's doing it for all the wrong reasons. I think Senator Danforth would be perfectly happy if the Democrats won this Senate seat. Because he would think it would be teaching a lesson to those people in his former party that he feels have gone too far, too conservative, too far to the right. And what I would argue and have always argued is that bipartisanship is a four-letter word. This country is in the mess it's in today for a whole bunch of reasons. And I'm not talking about the Biden administration. I'm talking about 30,000 foot view here. This country is in the trouble it's in today because for too many years, the people we've sent to Washington have gone along to get along. Oh, we have to compromise. We have to come together. No, we don't. Somebody has got to be the adult in the room, right? If you don't take this personally, but if you are your kid's best friend instead of their parent, you're cruising for a bruising. You're going to have problems with that child if you occasionally are not the adult in the room because the child is not going to know how to deal with those things. You got a whole bunch of people in this country who approach their need for government like a child approaching a parent. They want to be taken care of. They've been given the expectation that they'll be taken care of, and they try to abuse that privilege to whatever extent they can. And what we need in Washington, D.C. are people who won't do that, who will stand up and say, no, we're not going to print any more money. No, we're not giving $100 million to the drunken sailors in the city of St. Louis who are going to waste it on crap that has nothing to do with a pandemic. You didn't have to guess at what was going to happen when all of this money landed in St. Louis or Chicago or L.A. or San Francisco or New York. You name the big city. I don't care which one. It's filled with progressive left-wing politicians who get rewarded for giving your tax dollars to their constituents. That's how they get reelected. And a whole bunch of Republicans that we've sent up there aren't much better. They just have a different title after their name. Instead of Democrat, it says Republican. That's my point. That's where John Danforth and I will never agree. He doesn't want, he built a, you know, a reputation for many years as a, you know, gentle statesman in the Senate. And you see what the result of that is. Trillions and trillions of dollars in debt and overspending at times when somebody should have stood up and said, no, we're not doing another continuing resolution on the budget. We're going to have a budget. No, we're not making two-thirds of the federal budget automatic, where you only can control the spending on about a third of, maybe a quarter of federal spending is all they get to decide on every year. Everything else is automatic. The money's spent automatically. It's committed automatically. It's non-discretionary. There's no discretion on most of the spending in D.C. And who was there when all that happened? John Danforth. And a lot of people like John Danforth, who now want to come back and say, well, my way was best. Well, hell no, it wasn't, because I look at D.C. and I see the problem. So when I see people like Mr. Wood who want to come along and say, well, we need to get along. We need to find solutions. Solutions are Democrat victories. That's the only compromise the Democrats do, is if they see an angle to grow government and to create more giveaway programs. And a lot of Republicans have willingly participated in that theft of the American ideal. They have destroyed it in many cases. Willingly. Because, well, it made them feel good. I'm a statesman. I'm bipartisan. I'm getting along. I'm going along to get along. We're done with that. And for some reason, people like John Wood and John Danforth don't like that. They want ranked choice voting so they can get more moderates who will go be bipartisan again in Washington, D.C., instead of standing up and saying, no, the people are sick of it. The Tea Party had it right. We've got to stop spending, stop spending, stop spending. That's what we want.
That's the current spending.
Stop spending. Stop spending. Stop spending. Stop spending. Stop spending. 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 That's what we want.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.